Hello friends, my name is Amruta Haldankar and I am a travel and tourism faculty and expert. In this session, we are going to deal with chapter 2, that's maps and globes, which are very important for the subject geography. The key points that we are going to deal with in this session and the chapter are the introduction, reading of a map, the types of different maps that we have, the map projections, types of map projections, surfaces on which map may be projected, globe, then maps and globes, advantages and disadvantages of both, uses and purposes as to the uses of maps and globes. Let us deal with them one by one. Now, when we are talking about map, we must have seen maps earlier as well. We are talking about map, which is a visual representation of the real world. So, we are talking about different features. It can be a map with respect to rivers. It can be a map with respect to cities. It can be an entire world map or specific to a particular region. So, depending upon the theme of those maps, there will be different types. So, an area of land or sea showing physical features, it is representation of a whole part of an area or just some specific regions over there. In geography, maps are one of the most important tools. They are used by researchers, cartographers, students and others to examine the entire earth or a part of it. So, when we are talking about users of maps, these are the people who use them, the researchers, then there are students who use them. Furthermore, there are other technical uses of maps also when we are talking about engineers or tax assessors who need to know what the particular region is all about. So, in that, maps are important. Cartography or map making is the study and practice of crafting representation of the world on the map. So, it is map making. They can be general reference and show landforms, political boundaries, water, locations of cities, and in case of thematic maps, it will show specific topics like average rainfall distribution of an area. So, depending upon what purpose the map is about, so suppose if I want to know the major cities in a country, I might go for a political map of the particular country. If I want to have certain themes like the diseases or the kinds of diseases with respect to the world, so I might go for a thematic map which deals with that. Then there can be certain other thematic maps like the GDP of the people or an average of rainfall or temperatures. Then there are certain other themes which will come up. So the maps further record definite facts of positions, relief, climate, vegetation, materials and their distribution broadly over the earth, in continents, countries and states. So, suppose if I want to know the elevations or I want to know the presence of mountains, I want to know the climatic condition of that place. So, I might go for a map which shows me all this information. So, ideally what happens is certain information which might require huge data or huge paragraphs are more clearly defined or more clearly understood when we have a map in front of them. So, if we are talking about how the world climatic zones are there, we might be, it might help us to have a map, world map in front of us with respect to climate. Now, reading of a map. Now, most of us might have seen what we have in the diagram here, which is known as the compass rose. It is every map which has, it shows us the direction of the map. Ideally, this is the point N, which denotes the north, W the west, east direction and south. These are the cardinal directions or the main directions which are there. So, these are the four base parts of the compass and the intermediate directions which are pointed in between directions which are there. These are the northwest, the southwest, southeast and northeast. So, we have these directions in between. So, that's a compass which is needed while we are reading the map. So, we know exact positions of the cities or certain mountains which are there and we can form specific relations between two points. Now, the other thing that a map has are symbols. Now, when we are talking about symbols, say suppose we are talking about a certain map which is showing us the major crops grown in a particular area. And they can be two or three types, like barley or rice or jawar or bajra. So what happens here is it can be denoted by symbols. Furthermore, if we are talking about a travel map wherein we need to know where the restaurants are or where sightseeing places are or temples or churches are, it can be denoted by a small symbol which will be representing something in the real world. So, maps use a key. Key will be there with respect to the symbols, that is to explain this particular symbols. Now, the key will explain the symbols correctly. So, suppose if we are talking about a restaurant symbol which is given in the map, the key will have what that particular symbol stands for. So, it might be for restaurants. Then, if we are showing a plus sign, then it might stand for something else. So, the key will help us to interpret the map correctly. Furthermore, there are certain maps wherein colors are also shown, ideally in a climate map wherein colors are denoted. So if we are talking about hot climate, it might be denoted by some other color, and there will be a key wherein this color gradients and what these colors stand for will be shown. Now, this is one more thing that every map has. It is the scale. Alright, so maps are scaled down to fit the paper. So when we are talking about certain regions, it needs to be scaled down to fit our maps. So the reason behind this is we need to know that this particular scale remains equal to the real world. So for example, in real world, if we are talking about point A and point B, and both of them have a distance of say 100 kilometers, we need to show that what does 1 centimeter in my paper, that is in the map, stands for. Does it stand for 100 kilometers? If so, then the map will be shown in such a way that point A and point B will have 1 centimeter gap. So with respect to seeing the particular scale, I will understand that since point A and point B on my map has 1 centimeter of distance, in real world it might be having 100 kilometers. So this particular scale will be given, that is the ratio as to what does 1 centimeter stand for. And when such scaling is done, it is done equally, that is the scale is applied overall to the entire map. So this is done to ensure that every object on the map is in same proportion as everything else in the map. So that is the scale. Now further ahead that we have the grid system, that is the latitude and longitude. Now latitude gives a north-south direction and longitude gives us east-west directions. So we are talking about the vertical and horizontal lines that we see on a map. So these are the imaginary lines that we have drew to make sure that we can find a particular point in the reference. So suppose if we are talking about a map and I want to find out a city, I can follow this grid system and come to that particular location instantly. So latitudes will be the horizontal lines, while the longitudes will be the vertical lines. So latitude will give me whether a point is north or south, while longitude will give me whether it is east or west. Now the starting point is the prime meridian, we are talking about the longitude, which represents 0 degree longitude. The exact position at 180 degree is called the international date line or IDL, which is where the date actually changes. So IDL is something which is considered to be a barrier, that is the date changes when a country passes this IDL or the international date line. We will deal with this in later chapters. Now let us check what we just saw with respect to diagram. Now here we have the longitude, which is known as the prime meridian. By international laws, it is decided that this is the considered to be the reference point with respect to longitudes. It passes through Greenwich Village in England, and all these longitudes which are towards eastern side are considered to be positive, and all these are considered to be negative towards the western side of prime meridian. Now, if we look at the latitude here, these are 0 degree, that's our equator, and these particular latitudes which are on the northern hemisphere are denoted by letter N, and all these longitudes and latitudes are defined or are described with respect to degrees. Now, we will see here 180 degree, the ideal that we were talking about. Ideal is something, the line which passes exactly opposite. So, if we are talking about the sphere, alright, if this is England, that's 0 degree, exactly opposite, that's 180 degree. So, we have ideal which passes, and it will pass in between Russia and USA, that is through Pacific Ocean. So, that's ideal. Now, the types of maps that we have: political maps, physical maps, topographic, economic and resource maps, road maps, thematic maps, and other types. Let us check what are the main ones. Political maps, they focus solely on the state and national boundaries of a place. So, we might see political maps wherein we see the national boundary of a country, we might see the state boundaries of that country. It will include the location of major cities. Ideally, major cities are the ones which are shown, and a capital city is also shown. It will be shown in some other symbol. For example, it might be marked with a star or a bigger circle. So, political maps are something which deal with this. Now, physical maps. What are physical maps? Naturally, they are the ones which are representing the physical features of geography. They show things like mountains, rivers, lakes, sea. These mountains and elevations changes are shown with different colors and shades. So, suppose on the flat surface of map, if I want to know what are the mountain ranges and how much they are elevated, or the elevation of those mountain ranges, there are different colors that denote it. Let's check here. Green shows lower elevations, while brown shows higher elevation. So, these are the color gradients and which will be explained. So, the key will show that the color gradient is talking about the elevation with respect to sea level. Low elevations in coastal regions are shown in dark green, while higher elevations transition from orange to dark brown. So, these are the shades which are shown. Ideally, this remain universal, that is, most of the maps are using the same kind of colors. Let us see one example here. These are the coastal regions, the colors gradients we can see from orange to brown. Alright, that's a map for South America. Now comes the topographic maps. They are similar to physical maps, however, they are showing the particular land features not with respect to colors but with respect to contour lines. That is, in earlier physical maps, we have seen different colors are used to show the elevations or the gradient that is there. But here, contour lines are shown. Now, when they are close together, it denotes a steep terrain, while spread apart lines show low elevations or flat coastal areas. So, we are talking about contour lines and the distance between each line. Let's see the diagram here. These are the contour lines. Now, if you can see here, the distance between each line is less, while these are apart. Similarly here, so this will tell us the elevations. The use of it is hikers, geologists, engineers who use the topographic maps. So, hikers will be using when they are going on hike and they want to know how steep the region is, they might be using the topographic. Geologists to know what sort of rock formation is there. Engineers, when they want to construct certain constructions at that particular region, they need to know the elevations or the topographical aspect of land. Next type are the climate maps. Now, these maps, from the name itself, we understand that they are giving us climatic information about the region. Now, the maps give general information like rain, snow of a region. So we are talking about temperature, we are talking about precipitation, sometimes rain, snow, which is there. Now it may show things like specific climatic zones of an area based on temperature, amount of snow and air, and the rainfall that receives. Different colors are used. So mostly the climatic maps that we see, they have different color gradations. So we have an entire world map which might show us red colors, which are hotter regions, blue colors, which are cooler regions, and each time the key will be provided. Now, economic or resource maps. Now, these maps feature major types of natural resources or economic activities in the area. So we can easily say that certain maps which are there, for example, the kind of natural resources which are there, coal reserves or other kinds. So these will be with respect to these maps, that's economic and resource maps. So cartographers use symbols to show locations of natural resources. Example, an economic activity map could use colors to show different agricultural products in given area. So if we are talking about agricultural products, they can again use different colors. Sometimes there are symbols which are used. Letters of natural resources and different industries. So it is the use depending upon what theme that particular map has, that is how the symbols are used. So these are certain map which is there. One is Australian map which shows us symbols, and here are the major crop area, again the symbols, and this is the key which will tell us what each symbol mean. Now the other kinds of maps which are there are road maps will give us, if you ever have seen the road atlas of India, it shows us national highways, state highways and even the smaller roads which are running. Thematic maps, navigational maps that we have which are used for navigation, aeronautical and nautical charts, railroad network maps, hiking and bicycle map. So all these are other types of maps. In terms of quantity, the largest number of drawn map sheets are probably used, that is who uses it more, are the local surveys which are carried out by municipalities, utilities, tax assessors, emergency service providers and others. Now ideally these are the people who need the maps to give their service. So we might find that there are many maps which are made or are used by these agencies here. Now map projections. Now those were what we had seen was map types. Now let us check what are map projections. A map projection is a way to represent the curved surface of the earth on a flat surface of a map. A good globe can provide the most accurate representation of the earth. Now when we are talking about globe and when we are talking about map, one thing when we want to transfer the information from real world to paper, the real world is a 3D, it's a surface area. So when we are transferring this information to a 2D paper, there are certain changes or distortions which will happen in the transformation of information. Now transfer of information. Now map projections allow us to represent some or all of the earth's surface at a wide variety of scales on a flat, easily transportable surface such as sheet of paper. So map projection is used so that we have this information which is in real world easily available on the 2D, that is two dimensional paper. Now map projections also apply to digital map data which can be presented on a computer screen. So we have many maps which can be presented in computer. So map projections form a base as to how these maps are made. Now the map projections are necessary for creating the maps. All map projections distort the surface in some way. So there are different types of map projections, and based on the use of that particular map projections, the types are based on that. So each of it projections has certain distortions. So if I am talking about a map projection which is whose main use is of trying to understand the distances between two places, it will deal with only that particular point. The rest of the things might be distorted or might be changed slightly. So the process of transferring information from the earth to a map causes every projection to distort at least one aspect of the real world. So we are talking about variables which we have, the shape, area, distance or direction. So when we are talking about making map projections, either one map projection might focus on shape of a region. So suppose if I am talking about world map and a projection which deals with focuses only on shape of the continents or shape of the regions, the other variables might change or distort. So the size might be increased or decreased, but the shape might remain the same. Similarly, these are the other variables which are there. So when while making map projections, these are the four variables which either get distorted to a larger extent or a smaller extent. Now the types of map projections. Now first one is the equal area or equivalent projection. Now equal area projections preserve area only, it is shown in the name as well. So when we are talking about area as the variable, they distort all other properties such as shape, distance and direction. Equal area projections are useful in comparing the size or the area of a feature on the map. So when we are using map projection with respect to equal area map projection, what happens is area of a particular place will remain same or scale down depending upon the scale that we are using, and it will be with respect to the real world remaining correct or same, but the shape of that area might change or distort slightly. The distance and direction of it with respect to the other regions or other points on the map might change. So this particular kind of map projection can be used only when we want to compare the area of a particular city or a particular feature on that map. These are the two types of equal area map projections that we have, wherein the area has not been changed. Now, conformal projection. A conformal map preserves angle equally where the parallels and meridians are in perfect 90 degree right angle. So the grid system that we have, it will be at perfect 90 angle. So when we are going to maintain that 90 degree right angle, it will distort some of the things. So this kind of map, the main thing about this kind of map is it will clearly display every landmass on the earth. Okay, but because we have made sure that the 90 degree angle is maintained equally, the location and size of the landmass on the maps and distance between them may be distorted. Alright, so these are the variables. This gets changed and useful for navigation and meteorological purposes. So conformal projection can be used by this, and this will be the variables in it. This is the type of conformal map projections, wherein you can see the grid system is at 90 degree and these are the variations or variables that have been changed. Now equidistant projection. Now as the name suggests, it's equal distance. Now it maintains accurate distances from the center of the projection or along given right. Now what happens here is the distances are maintained. So if we are talking about this particular map projection, suppose a point is considered to be center of that map, and we can calculate the distance between two points, that is with respect to the center point and another point in a map. This distance will give us the shortest distance between both points, and it will be relative with the real world. So it is the distance that remains correct while the rest of the things change. So this map can be useful wherein we want the distances between two points. So let's check what happens here. Equidistant projection will only preserve distance on the map because area and shape will be distorted in this map. That means when centered at any given point on the map, that a straight line radiated from the center to any other point represents the shortest distance and can be measured to scale. So we have a point reference, say A, and we have the center point which is considered to be the constant, and we measure the distance. It will come be same pertaining, we have the ratio of scale over there. So these maps are used for radio and seismic mapping and for navigation. This is the kind of maps that we have: equidistant conic projection and plate carry projection. So here these both will be used when we want the distances to be accurate. The next type is azimuthal or zenithal projection, wherein again it will maintain accurate directions from a given central point. So we have a central point and from there the direction will be same. So suppose if I am talking about a zenithal projection here, and its direction to that particular central point will be accurate, that is, it will be with respect to the real world. These maps are used for aeronautical charts and other maps where directional relationships are important. So whether that particular point is to the east or west or northeast or northwest, similarly. So this is an example of a zenithal projection. Now, it is not only the types of map projections, but surfaces on which the map can be projected can give us different types of maps. Now, map projections can be classified on the shape of the developable surface. A developable surface is a simple geometric form capable of being flattened without stretching, such as cylinder, cone or plane. So when we are talking about these projections, with respect to what sort of geometrical shape does it have? So whether it is a cylindrical, so when we are talking about a sphere and then a cylinder, all right, we are talking about the map projection which can be cylindrical in shape. Then the cone, ideally when we are talking about the upper part of the sphere and we want to represent that, that's conical projection. And the plane projection which is usually used. Now next is the globes. Now what we have till now studied are the maps. There is something else which we study when we are talking about geography, so that's globe. The word globe comes from the Latin word globus, meaning round, mass or sphere. So when we are talking about globe, it is representing planet Earth. A globe is a three-dimensional scale model of the Earth. A globe can spin around and round just as the Earth spins to itself. So ideally when a globe has, it also gives us an axis and we can spin it. Okay, in 360 degree. When you look at the globe, you can truly see the way world looks with all its complexity. All the countries are shown to through size relative to each other, and you can see how far apart each city is and what time is in other part of the world. So there are certain things which are helpful on globe. So when we are talking about trying to understand the relationship with Earth and the Sun, globe might be something which will be more useful rather than the map. There can be a part when we can exactly see which part of the city is on which side with respect to other city. Now let us check both, that is the maps and globes. Now maps and globes are often depict the same thing. However, there are two very different ways of looking at the world. So when I'm talking about map, it gives me a two-dimensional thing. When I'm talking about globe, it gives me a three-dimensional view of the world. And each of them has their own disadvantages and advantages. In some ways, globe might be more applicable for explaining certain things or understanding certain things, whereas maps might be more useful for certain other reasons. Now, maps are good for traveling and for decoration. We see many of the offices might have maps or the regional maps or certain other things. But globes give people a better impression of the sizes and shapes of things as they actually exist in the world as whole. So globe can give us the better view of shapes and sizes of the cities or regions which are there. Let's check what are advantages and disadvantages of maps. Maps are flat, more portable than the globe. We can carry it easily. Produced to desired scale. Now, what happens here is I can produce a bigger map. if I want it to be more sharper or I want it to be more zoomed in. So larger the scale, lesser the distortion. So if I want to know Mumbai's map, what I might go for is a bigger map with the entire city shown. So I have each and every detail of Mumbai, the city, on that particular map, which I won't be able to do with respect to globe. Maps can provide detailed information and topographical data in detail than the globe. So I might, depending upon the use of that particular map, suppose if I want to have the elevations on that particular area, plus I also need the political information of that area. So I can have a detailed information of both types. I can combine them, or I can use different kinds of maps. For that, maps are easier to prepare and it can be modified with respect to what situation is. So it can be changed. Alright, so we are talking about how they are prepared, which is more easier. Easy to see everything on a map, whereas you need to spin the globe 360 degrees to see everything. Ideally, when I'm using the map, it's on the flat surface and I can see each and every point in the same view, whereas on the globe I have to spin the entire surface because the view of the globe will be halfway only. The disadvantages, maps come with them too. Fundamentally copying a spherical reality into flat surface, yes, the real world is 360 degrees, that is, it's a 3D effect, and when I am transferring the information from a 3D world to a flat surface, there are distortions. So the one of the major distortions that map have is, for example, we are talking about longitudes. Alright, the distance between the longitudes and the convergence at the pole. So what happens is most of the all the longitudes are converging towards the pole. So it can be shown clearly on a globe, but when we are going to spread a particular map on a flat surface, the convergence of longitudes is not seen correctly. So there are distortions which are there. So different maps distort in different ways. If it goes north and south, the distortion begins to occur. However, on reaching Greenland, the distortion is huge and land masses seem to be almost as large as Asia. So on a map, when we are comparing map and globe, towards the northern parts, that is North Pole and South Pole, it will be better if we take a globe rather than a map, because the distortions are more. Now let's check what are the advantages for globes. Globes are simpler reproduction of Earth on a smaller scale. It shows the landmass of the planet in the correct proportion to one another. So that is one. Globe is only production that does not distort either the shape or the size of the large features. So when we are talking about a production of a globe, most of the features remain the same. It will be, you know, depending upon the size of the globe. So if I am taking a smaller globe or a bigger globe, so it will be useful for study. Furthermore, the tilt and the rotation of Earth is seen. Now we know that there is an axial tilt of Earth at 23 degrees. So this tilt and the relationship between Sun and the Earth can be studied better with the use of globe, understand better with the use of globe rather than the map. So it is easier to determine the amount of daylight and night time on Earth. Globe features more accurate Earth surfaces, shapes of continents and their positions with no distortions. So like what happens when we are talking about North Pole and South Pole with respect to maps, the land masses start distorting more. It does not happen with respect to globe. They are exactly the size and shape remains the same with the scale. Disadvantages globes have. Globes cannot give detailed information on a larger scale. A globe can only provide half the view of Earth all times. Now, I can make sure that the size of the globe is bigger, but at the same time, it cannot give me detailed information. For example, I can produce a map of Mumbai city on a globe. Even if I increase the size of the globe, I might not have that detailed eye view of Mumbai city on a globe which is as good as I have on map. They also give us a false impression of relative curvature of the Earth. Now, ideally, globes are made round. So, the curvature which is seen on a globe is not real. with respect to the real world. So the curvature of the globe which is shown is more than what is actual. The biggest disadvantage is that globe represents the entire earth. This means it is difficult to show much detail on globe, so it cannot be detailed. And the largest objects can be depicted, however the smaller ones cannot. So I can definitely find out the major mountain ranges like the Himalayas, but I cannot find out certain small lakes or rivers which might be there, hills might be there, but it cannot be shown on the globe. So these are the disadvantages of globes. Now, although we have advantages and disadvantages, depending upon why we are using the maps and the globes, these are the purposes. One of the most basic purpose or use of maps and globes is to help to find a specific place. So if I am talking about finding a particular city, I might go to the map and find that city in the country. If I want to find out mountains, I might go and find those. They indicate the positions of land and water masses, where exactly that region is. Understanding coordinates such as positions of the equator, tropics, lines of longitudes, latitudes are visually making them simple to understand. So if we are trying to understand the latitudes, longitudes, rotations, these are clearly marked on the map that we are using. So suppose if we want to study the tropical lines and the climate conditions with respect to this, then maps are useful. The position of north and south pole are clearly apparent. So we can use a globe for this, wherein we know exactly where North Pole is, we know exactly how the tilt is affecting the sun rays, the way the sun rays are hitting the earth. These are the uses of maps and globe. With respect to tourism as a subject, we might consider things like what will be the most closest point if I want to go and visit the Himalayas. So by seeing the map, I might know or understand this is the closest city where I have to get down and then go hiking ahead. Similarly, while planning a tour or a travel itinerary, I might be interested in knowing where the locations are, what are the distances, and how do I plan my trip. So maps can be useful in that. Now the international date line that they are talking about is the place where each day begins. It is exactly halfway around the world from the prime meridian, that's at 180 degree. There are few places where ideal zigzags to allow the same time to exist in certain regions. Now this can be depicted in the maps. For example, when we are talking about longitude at zero, that's prime meridian, it is running straight. Right, it runs through Greenwich Mean Time and it runs straight across the globe. But when we are talking about IDL, that's International Date Line, which is exactly opposite to the prime meridian, it is not depicted straight, it is depicted zigzag. The reason it is done so is to maintain the same time in that area. For example, if there are certain island or certain nations which are coming and the IDL is cutting them in half, what happens is that the date will be different on one side of the island and the other side of the island. So in order to maintain the right time, that is the same time and same date, the IDL has been deviated so that one particular nation either is on one side of the IDL and the other is on the other side. So this will not confuse the travelers and the local people. So we are going to deal into IDL in other chapters. Maps and globes are aids that make us better understand the earth. Maps and globes are visual representation of information which is gathered by the scientists and makes a complex science more easily understandable. So when we have a complex set of data which we need to study, a map can represent it better. It will help us understand it better. So that is also the use of maps and globes. Now what we have studied in this sessions are reading of a map, then the types of different maps, map projections, again its types, the surfaces on which the map can be projected, the globes, maps and globes, the advantages of both, and the purposes of maps and globes. So clearly, maps and globes, which we have studied in this chapter, are helpful for geography, and they are also helpful for tourism in general. So thank you. That was the end of the session. I hope the session was useful and it made you understand the uses of maps and globes.